Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply America's Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted. Many of you may remember that show that came out years ago where they would display a criminal that had escaped from prison. And this would be somebody that committed some type of heinous crimes. And then they would ask the viewing audience if they had seen this person anywhere, simply because the police had done all they could and couldn't find them. They would say to the viewers, listen, don't try to apprehend this criminal yourself, but call the number on the screen and allow the law enforcement officials to do their job. Well, if you call that number and you really identified a most wanted criminal, they would then give you a reward. And so a lot of people were captured as a result of that show. Well, others might not remember that show, but you remember those westerns you used to watch and how they put those wanted posters in the street. And if anybody was a criminal that came to town, all they had to do was look at that poster and they would go after them dead or alive. Well, I say unto you, my friends and neighbors, that God also has a most wanted list, and we're on it. We're on it not because of something that we've done wrong. We're on it because of how much he loves us. Some people may feel like, hey, they don't deserve to be on the most wanted list, that God doesn't love them, that God's not, they've done too much. I challenge that, my friends and neighbors, and say no. John 15 and 16 tells us that we have not chosen God, but he has chosen us, and he's ordained us already. Did you recognize, my friends, that you've already been chosen by God? Then we discover in John 6 and 44 that no man can come to God except he draws him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is the one that draws us closer to him. So even the fact that you're listening to this podcast today is a reminder that you're on God's most wanted list. He wants you more than you could ever imagine. He wants you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he even said it in Ephesians 1 and 4 that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Then you remember Matthew 11 and 28, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants us. He wants us no matter how tired or how weary or how sad or depressed or down we might be when we find him. But when we come to him, everything changes. Now, in law enforcement, when they're looking for a criminal and they can't find him, they put out what's called an APB. That's an all points bulletin that alerts all the law enforcement officers in every city and in every state that there is a criminal on the loose. Well, I'm going to tell you that God has an APB. Three key ways that you know that God wants you. Sometimes it's just good to know that you're wanted. And I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, I can prove to you that God wants you. That A in our APB acronym reminds us that God has given us an assignment. You know that you're wanted by God because he gave you something to do. He didn't create us for us to sit in our rooms and not do anything. No, God put special gifts and talents and abilities on the inside of us. He's the one that gave the painter the ability to paint, the singer the ability to sing, the carpenter the ability to create and construct. And yes, my friends, God has also given you an assignment. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Yes, God had an assignment for Jeremiah. He had an assignment for Abraham, and he has one for you. How do I know it? 1 Timothy 4 and 14 reminds us to not neglect the gift that is in us. Yes, my friends, we've got a gift. I challenge you, if you look closely, some already know your gift. And if you look closely, you're going to find that God placed something special inside of you. He's given you your own DNA, your own set of fingerprints. Your voice sounds different from everybody else's. And he's also given you a reason for being here. He's given you an assignment. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5 that we should let our light so shine before men that they should see our good works and glorify God which is in heaven. Yes, my friends, not only has God given us an assignment, he's also given us power. Yes, he's given us power. God gave us his Holy Spirit. That's powerful, my friends and neighbors. He tells us in John 14, 20 that he is in the Father and we are in him and he's in us. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. We are all wrapped up into God and God God's wrapped up into us, that's powerful. Even when we're tired, he gives us physical power. We find out in Isaiah 40 and 29 that God gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. How do you feel today, my friends and neighbors? Are you in need of power and strength? Are you in need of might and favor? Guess what? God's already supplied it for you. I challenge you to embrace the power when you go to the office today. Embrace the power when you're dealing with your family, because he's given us, as he said in Luke 10:19, he's given us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. He then makes us a promise that nothing by any means shall hurt us. My friends and neighbors, there's nothing that can take down or out. God has the ability to lift up our bowed down heads. He can help us get stronger in the areas where we're weak. And I tell you that we know that he has chosen us, that we're most wanted by him, because he has given us his power. Finally, my friends and neighbors, lest we forget, God's also given us his blessings. Remember, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's impossible for us to please him. For if we come to God, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God has blessings in store for us. Think about all the ways that you've been blessed today, my friends. I mean, think about it really good. God has really blessed us. Think about where we came from and where we are now. Think about how much better our personalities have gotten since we've joined this Christian fold. Think about it. He said it in Psalm 68:19, that God daily loads us with benefits. Remember, my friends, God has benefits set aside for us every single day. Then David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We discover it also in Deuteronomy 28:2, that the blessing shall come on us and overtake us if we listen to the voice of God. Yes, my friends, God has benefits. He's got blessings. He's given them to you. Why? Because he wants us so much. We're on his most wanted list. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.